What was the significance of this win, Dalton?
You know how much we need that, D. Scott, you know, for the alumni, for boosters, for K-State fans, for, you know, us on the team, for our coaches. That was very beneficial for everyone included, the whole state of Kansas, anyone who's a Kansas State fan. I think that was very, very important, and it was awesome to come out on the winning side. Credit to KU for playing a good game, a well-coached game, and players fought hard, and, you know, we came out on top, and I'm incredibly proud about that.
What's going through your head when you see Alex Delton run for that touchdown?
Oh, man, I was so happy. I got to pull on the play, and as soon as I, you know, blocked my guy out, I turn, I hear the crowd roar, and Alex is taking off, and it's a great feeling. You know, that's a big opportunity for the offense to get the ball back with 5 minutes at the 40-yard line, our own 40, and drive it 60 yards for a touchdown. That's crunch time right there, and that's really awesome that we were able to do that, and kudos to Alex for scoring the touchdown.
How much were the leaders on this team really talking about digging deep on that last drive?
You know, we talked before the game. We all got in a group in the locker room and held hands, and we're all able to look at each other in a big circle and said, let's just play as a family today. You know, we know it's not going to be a perfect game, but in all three facets of the game, let's just play as a family through the ups and downs. Let's be as a family on the sideline, and that's what we did the whole entire game. You know, we made bad plays here and there, but we stuck together as a family, you know, we've been really trying to question ourselves on truly what family is. I talked about it earlier in the week about what I believe a family is, and I think we really resembled that today.
You and Scott France get the kickout box on the scoring play. How'd you feel about that call coming out of the huddle?
I love it. You know, that's a tough one-on-one block for number 74. You know, he's a head-up. He has a head-up guy in the odd front, and he's got to wheel that guy inside or outside and give me a look to get up to the backer. He did just that, and I got up to the backer clean, and, you know, that's not a very hard block for me. So I think France is the one that needs the kudos on that play, and I think Delton needs the kudos because he read my block extremely well and hit the hole and ran really fast. So, you know, kudos to those guys for making that happen.